Thank you, Amanda, Richard, Miriam. It's so deeply meaningful to have music, live music, back in our lives. So thank you so much. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The Greek philosopher Aristotle was the first writer to talk about what he called anagnorisis, the moment of recognition. It's that moment in a drama, in literature, or in life, Aristotle said, when someone recognizes the identity of another person to whose identity one was previously blind to, in which we move from blindness to sight, from not knowing to knowing, or from disbelief to belief. The moment of recognition changes everything. Things are never the same again. So I think it's with great skill that Luke's gospel tells a story of those followers of Jesus who were traveling from Jerusalem to the village of Emmaus on Easter evening. Their hearts were heavy with grief and sadness. A surprise guest, Jesus himself, came near them and joined them on the road, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. So why was this story so important to Luke and to the early church? Well, there are probably many reasons, but two reasons stand out to me. First, we can all identify with those two disciples on the road in their grief and sadness, saying, "But we had hoped that he was the one." We are all on the road to Emmaus. Who among us has not said, "But we had hoped"? We had hoped that the doctor's report would have been different, that our business would do better, that the relationship would have worked out, that this pandemic had never happened. I think we've all been there in one way or another. Author Maxie Dunham writes, "Emmaus is whatever you do or wherever you go to salvage and sort out your feelings, to summon the courage and the desire to keep going on, or to simply try and forget. Emmaus is whatever we do and wherever we go to reclaim our sanity when our world simply falls to pieces. We may go there when we feel betrayed, when love and forgiveness are rejected, upon the death of a spouse or parent or child, when illness confines us and there's no respite from the pain. An Emmaus journey may come with advancing years, when we're forced to pull up roots of a lifetime and accept the limitations of decreasing vitality." What's your "we had hoped" or "I had hoped"? We all have them. But the good news is that whether we recognize him or not, again and again, the surprise guest comes and joins us on the road, walks with us, brings us new hope. Even the darkness of this world can't overcome his presence. He comes. It is the risen Christ who offers us the possibility of that moment of recognition when our eyes are opened and it changes everything. But there's another reason this story was so important to Luke and the early church. Not only does the story give us hope on our journeys, but it proclaims how that hope comes to us. The surprise guest, Jesus, the risen Christ, came to these disciples through the opening of the scriptures and the breaking of the bread. Were not our hearts burning within us while he was opening the scriptures to us, the two disciples said. He was made known to us in the breaking of the bread, they said. Jesus, the risen Christ came to these disciples through the opening of the scriptures and the breaking of the bread. Luke's story proclaims that through preaching and teaching of the scriptures and the sharing of the Lord's Supper are the means by which we experience the power of the risen Christ among us. Jesus is made known to us in word and sacrament. When we gather in worship, like we are now, the promise is that he will be here. Their eyes were open, Luke describes, that moment of recognition in the passive voice. Moments of recognition are a gift of God, not something that we do or make happen by ourselves. God opens our eyes. It's the gift of God's grace. All we do is show up. We listen with open and prayerful hearts, and the gift will come, often when we least expect it. Jesus also meets us on the road whenever we say we had hoped. He comes to us, and we may not recognize him at first. He comes through a friend who will sit and listen to us. He comes through a person who loves us enough to be honest with us, to help us face up to ourselves, to see ourselves as we really are, not as we want others to believe we really are. Through these difficult times and the astonishing presence of those who are able to present us with Christ's love in these times, Luke says that Christ appears. A book that I have found helpful during difficult times of loss in my own life was written by C.S. Lewis. The title of the book is A Grief Observed. It takes you on a journey of grief. In the beginning of the book, Lewis says that he turned to God in his time of deepest need, of deepest despair, and he didn't see God anywhere. He felt alone. He felt on the outskirts of grace. Finally, he said that he raised his fists at God and said, "If that's the kind of God that you are, I want nothing to do with you any longer." But as you read on in the book, towards the end, Lewis says, "God was with me all along." After he moved through a season of deep grief, he looked back at the occasion and realized what had taken place. His phone had never stopped ringing. Friends came by, knocked on the door, and if he didn't come to the door, they would leave something on the step. He found that students he didn't even know wrote him cards. He found that people who had no idea who he was simply made the journey or the effort to speak to him to say how much they cared. He realized that God had been present around him through the whole journey. However, the expectations of what God should do caused him to miss what God was actually doing. Jesus comes to us in worship, through people, in dreams and hopes, as resurrection happens over and over and over again. Now, Jesus makes no command to these friends, but they respond by returning to Jerusalem. They found Jesus' 11 disciples and the others and told them what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. They could have continued on to Emmaus, a nice alternative to the suffering and anguish that could be in Jerusalem. By returning to Jerusalem, there is an uncertain future, forging a new life with those who tell the fantastic story of resurrection life and have little else to build on at this point. It means that what they knew in the past and what they can see for the future has been determined by the events of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. The story of God's love, and that love being shared with others. It means telling a new story. Jesus walks very near to us every day. Our relationship with God waits to be discovered and experienced in a deeper and more personal way. God respects our silences. God does not force the conversation. But when we begin to talk of the things that are deepest and most critical in our lives, God will be near at hand asking, "What is it you are talking about as you walk along?" Your story and our story is important to God, and God waits to hear it develop. And even if we don't understand this, the good news of the resurrection is that Jesus is alive. God is with us in this world. The good news today is just as real and true and powerful as it was on Easter Sunday. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Thanks be to God.